This is Wade Grathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. Maine has changed how it will choose most office holders, becoming the first state in the country to adopt ranked choice voting, also known as instant runoff voting. Ranked choice voting allows voters to list candidates in order of preference so that if in the first round no one wins a majority, officials can recount the ballots immediately until someone does. Army Corps of Engineers announced that it will not grant an easement for the Dakota Access Oil Pipeline in Cannonball, North Dakota, where protests are ongoing. The pipeline is almost finished except for a section that would have run under Lake Ohi, a Missouri River reservoir. The Veterans Stand for Standing Rock Group has now raised $1 million of its $1.2 million support fund on GoFundMe.com. Italian voters rejected a constitutional overhaul with 59% of the vote and another blow to the European Union as the Prime Minister announced that he would resign as well. Austrian voters rejected an anti-immigrant populist candidate for president, bucking a trend of nationalist candidates. The Urban Land Institute says that suburban areas surrounding the 50 largest metropolitan areas make up 79% of the population of those areas, but accounted for 91% of population growth over the last 15 years. Governor Pat McGrory, a Republican, finally conceded in his bid for re-election, clearing the way for the ascension of his challenger, the Democrat Roy Cooper, and giving the National Democratic Party a rare cause for celebration. A poll finds that the majority of Americans support torture now. Dr. Ben Carson has been announced as Trump's candidate as Secretary of the Department of Housing and Urban Development. As a neurosurgeon, he has no experience in government or management, but was raised in a Detroit housing project. California is moving quickly to adopt protections for undocumented immigrants to preempt any move by a new president or Congress. Yale has adopted a new set of guidelines that may allow it to begin to re-examine the naming of some buildings for controversial figures, including the secessionists of the Civil War fame John C. Calhoun. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Unions, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.